Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Austin Osborne joins us. He's the Story County Manager here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
It's one of the oldest scams in Vegas. Make them think one thing and pull off another. Meet Sam Brown, or as Republicans call him, Scam Brown. Brown created a special fundraising committee he said would be used to elect Republicans. But instead, Brown pocketed money for his own campaign. In fact, fewer than 2% went to helping other candidates. Sam Brown, can't trust him to be for you. Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Austin Osborne. He is the Story County Manager. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
I wanted to start out with one of the topics that's been discussed a lot over the years. About Story County, and of course it's phenomenal growth on the industrial side, but the limited amount of housing in the county. Can you update us on the housing plans? Because we've talked about the potential for that. It's getting close to reality now.
It is. I think I'll start with, you know, we hear a lot in the region that the Reno-Sparks area is built out or getting close to built out, and it's very reliant on the Truckee Meadows lands bill, for example. You know, and if that lands bill doesn't happen, what are we going to do? You know, is the city just going to grow up? And we made a couple points is, well, there is an alternative. You know, go to your east in Story County. Story County has some of the most lucrative and generous residential and residential building codes, zoning, master planning allowances in the entire state, including in the local region. At a local level, you know, we have updated our master plan in 2016 to provide housing opportunities and zoning in the I-80 corridor area. Since that period of time, our county commissioners have completely deregulated and reduced the arduous development regulations in our codes. We allow accessory dwelling units. We allow 401 square foot homes and tiny homes in certain areas. We allow higher density development than other jurisdictions. And we've provided really a framework that makes things as easy to build a residential development as it would be to build what we're famous for, our industrial developments.
All right, so the obvious question then is, are people knocking on your door to be able to do that?
Well, there's some more work to do, Sam. We're in the middle of an update of our plan this year. It's going to be completed in December of this year. And we're looking at other areas in the county where residential development may be appropriate that facilitates tri-center workers. So looking at the county as a whole, we're trying to look other than the I-80 corridor. You know, just building more houses on the I-80 corridor, there's some you know, potential there, but there's infrastructure costs, there's some challenges in that area, there's topography and some other issues. So we're looking at the south. You have USA Parkway connecting into Highway 50 down at the south end of the county. There really is an area, very flat and easy developable land. This area is near receiving areas where there's other utilities in the region, whether it's power, water, sewer. Through interlocal agreements and working with regional partners, we think that we might be able to work together and create an infrastructure in that part of the county that will pull people away from the I-80 corridor area, Reno-Sparks area, and over to another part of Story County where it's very easy and lucrative for developers to be able to move forward and build large-scale residential development. And our residents are fine with that, and we're working with them in developing this master plan update. And I think there's a key element we're adding to this is we're in contract with RCG Economics, and they're completing for Story County a comprehensive housing needs assessment. They're looking at the inventory of our parcels. They're looking at the slope analyses through all of the county, and they're looking at our other infrastructure and opportunities and risks, and looking at where it would be most beneficial and most appropriate to position these areas in the southern parts of the county, as well as some areas in the northern parts of the county in the master plan for this type of development. That plan will be completed shortly, integrated into the master plan, and all of this is to be done in December of this year.
Is there any discussion about the 20,000 acres that's on the eastern side that is adjacent to Lyon County, and in fact part of Lyon County, which was the Wes Adams property? I know that it was originally slated for industrial development, but is there potential, because that's a vast amount of land, to do any development of housing there?
Right now, we're relying on the housing needs assessment, as well as working with our community members to determine really what specific areas are going to be most appropriate. But we do know that there's going to be substantial opportunity in that region for this type of growth.
Let me ask you about USA Parkway, because, you know, I mean, it was a phenomenal idea that Roger Norman had to develop that road. And he built it to NDOT standards so that eventually he knew that the state would need to take it over. But one of the things that, you know, is fascinating is with the growth, USA Parkway potentially needs to be widened. Are there discussions with the state about, you know, potentially widening that to alleviate some of the traffic needs, or is it just too soon?
Yeah, I mean, it is the highway is managed by Nevada Department of Transportation. It's subject to their requirements. We do have a very close working relationship with NDOT as a county partner with them. And any changes that are made to USA Parkway and intersection development and roundabouts and things like that are in discussion. There is a potential. They may need to do that at one point or another. We know that NDOT right now is making improvements to certain portions of USA Parkway to facilitate additional traffic. And Story County's in cooperation with them in installing traffic signals, for example, and other necessary infrastructure.
One of the things that Story County has become famous for, and in part through this program, is the ease of development, which you were referring to in terms of the housing. Are you surprised that more jurisdictions have not adopted Story County's best practices? Because, I mean, that has been really one of the keys to the development of Story County and its success.
I don't know about other jurisdictions, Sam, but I can talk to you about how we do things in our county. You know, we're famous for the 7-day grading permit, the 30-day guaranteed building permit. That doesn't just happen because your codes say it happens. You have to have a team that really believes in a mission and a vision. And our commissioners, myself, our department heads, and our staff all work together. We're not siloed. We don't work in our own universes. We work together on things. And that's how those things happen. We all believe in the mission and making things simple for people who want to make their lives improved and making things simple for the benefit of the region. We're all on that same page, every one of us.
You know, the irony in other jurisdictions, for example, in Hawaii, on the Big Island, I'm talking to business people who are returning back to the mainland here because the permitting process is so arduous and it can take 6 months to a year to get something signed off on. that seems to be insane by comparison with what you guys are doing.
We would agree with that, and our team has, like I said, when we talked about deregulating our codes and ordinances, you know, we also looked at, for example, planned unit development codes and subdivision codes, and there's some water elements that go with that, and infrastructure and planning, and we went through all of our codes to make sure not only are they easy, but they're simple to administer, and that there are wrinkles that might run into that would cause a developer trouble along the way have been looked at and ironed out. So when we do get a planned unit development, whether it's industrial or commercial or otherwise, or residential, that we're not going to run, hopefully, into those types of roadblocks. We have everything pre-planned, lined out, and simplified, so everybody can work together simply.
And I know that Churchill County, for example, is starting to see national builders coming into that region. Because they see the growth potential there with the expansion of the Naval Air Station. And I'm sure they're looking at Story County as well, that if these plans are going to be available in the next year, that they will want to come in and utilize that, because obviously the growth is not stopping.
That's good to see.
I don't want you to name any names, but do you ever talk to somebody in another jurisdiction, and maybe not even in Nevada, and they look at you and go, boy, why would you want to make it so easy?
You know,
because I mean, it's so complex in other places. I mean, I could give you a list, and you know the list of places here in Nevada and elsewhere where it's incredibly difficult to build.
Yeah, and I would say, folks, not speaking for other jurisdictions, but I think people in other jurisdictions want to do it right too. And when we talk to them, whether it's in, you know, inspector folks or all the way up to leadership and you know, elected officials, they're all kind of on the same page. You know, we want to make it easy, we want to make it simple, we recognize we have challenges and we need to overcome those challenges. I don't find too many people that are saying, why would you want to make it easier? I think they're kind of looking to us and we'd like to see if your idea works and maybe we can simplify. But I think I pull it back to that again. You can have individuals in any organization that have a great dream. If they can't get a team to work together all the way through all of your folks, then it's not possible to do a lot of things.
All right, and I want to throw in a disclaimer here because I forgot to do it at the beginning, which is that I've worked on and off with Story County here since the 1990s, and so I have a long established relationship, and the county has been a great supporter of this program too. So anyway, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with Austin Osborne after this timeout.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you. Safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators. From the exotic to the everyday. Trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Austin Osborne. He is the Story County Manager. with our conversations with the head of Tract, who came in and bought a massive amount of land and is laying the groundwork for massive data farms in Story County. Energy is going to be a huge part of Story County moving forward. What part does the county play in all of this?
I'd say kind of going back to that planning, coordination, and team work that we talked about earlier. We're excited about Tract and our other data centers that are coming into Story County, as well as those that are already there. And in order for those to be successful, there's some groundwork that has to happen well ahead of even application stages. So I'd like to point to NV Energy, who also has a team like Story County does. They work very tight together. They have a mission, a vision. They know what they're doing. And we have a seamless relationship between NV Energy and Story County. And we meet regularly, and we go over utility corridors and easements and right-of-ways, and we make sure that when Story County is embarking on a project or planning or doing a road or whatever it might be, that we're coordinating with them because they got utility needs and they know where they're going to be running high voltage lines and where they're going to need easements and they're going to need connections to various users. And some of those that are already out there now, this coordination is what made that successful, because there are times that we have a great idea to do something. Power company comes and says, wait a minute here, that's going to cause, we got this company we can't talk about, but they're coming and doing whatever. And but you know, we need this corridor right here to be free and clear for whatever is needed for that infrastructure. That teamwork and communication is absolutely vital. And so that was vital in our existing companies, our data centers that are out there now. One major manufacturing company out there also had, you know, these situations. And those that are to come have to have that framework in place and everything clear on the table before they, you know, put the first shovel in the ground. So that is really a key element, in addition to, you know, the planning and the permitting and development agreements and things like that that provide entitlements for this type of success.
Okay, are you going to potentially see an expansion of Tracy, do you think, or new power plants, or is there going to be a hookup to Project Greenlink? I know that Tract, the CEO, was talking about a 2026 ability to get power from the power company to do what they need to do, but can you give us any other updates on that?
No, I think as far as Greenlink goes, you know, Story County is actively engaged in the discussions, you know, about making sure those corridors align with the needs of business, industry, residents, cultural resources. There's all kinds of things involved. And so absolutely, we're at the table on that, working collaboratively with the other partners that are involved in these. We're also in our master plan updating, looking at expanding our utility corridors, allowances in some areas, just painting the entire quarter of the county green, so you don't have to get a special use permit and go through things to put in certain utilities in areas that are already set up for industrial and those types of developments. As far as NV Energy, I can't speak for them.
Right.
I can tell you their team is incredible, and I know that they are putting every ounce of their effort into trying to you know, be responsive to today's and tomorrow's demands.
One of the things that I thought was very interesting about Tesla, when they first came into the market, they bought a big chunk of land for their property, and then they bought mountaintops, and the understanding was that this was to protect, you know, from people looking over and seeing what they were doing. But it really turned out that they were putting solar up there as well. And so do you think that some of the areas that were perhaps considered undevelopable years ago because they were mountaintops rather than flat land, that we're going to see more solar energy in some of those places?
Absolutely. I see those areas becoming ripe for solar and maybe wind and other types of resources. Absolutely.
All right. Let's take another break and we'll come back. We'll talk about roads. Always a big issue. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers with Austin Osborne after this timeout.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Come one, come all, it's the $125,000 Carnival of Cash and Prizes at Tamarack Casino. Get in on the fun with cash and free play prize drawings every Thursday and Saturday, including winners of up to $1,000 and a top prize of $5,000 guaranteed each week. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Austin Osborne. He's the Story County Manager. Story County is planning to go to the legislature, as I understand it, with a modification of SB1, the bill that gave Tesla and others their tax abatements. What is the county looking for?
I think at this point, Sam, is there's a little bit of background. Let's talk about where we are. So, the Gigafactory is going to be making its first tax payment to Story County in property tax this year. You know, and there's a lot of rumor around the area that Story County's rich and what are we going to do with the money and, you know, those sorts of things. And so let's kind of talk about scale, for example, because it leads into where we're going to go. We're looking at potentially our estimates around $15 million. That'll come to Story County that will be used for infrastructure and projects. So that sounds like a lot of money, but it isn't. You know, we are neighboring jurisdictions, each have near or at $1 billion budget. So when you look at $15 million, it's not much. For us, it's significant. But this year alone, we have one road in the middle of the county that we have to rehabilitate. It's $5 million. It's a third of the money is gone. And then we have another project in the north end of the county that's going to provide senior services and community services, child services, food bank, social services for an at-risk and at-need community. That's going to be another five. It's two-thirds of it's gone. And then you look at another portion, we owe $48 million to our Tahoe Reno Industrial Center to pay back all of the roads that were put in that industrial park by the developer because he had put that money up front. And that money that we're getting here that we're talking about, a portion of that goes toward that payment. So at that point, that and a few other little miscellaneous things, the money's gone. And so we have across our county a century, 100 years or more of deferred maintenance in water and sewer and roads and drainages, buildings and grounds, critical infrastructure that we have lined out for 10 years minimum, taking these kinds of payments, dividing them up, and taking care of one more problem the following year, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's important because when we have experiences in the past where leadership in the region or otherwise wants to take our money and redistribute it to the region. They feel that we're rich. They feel like there's, that we were the ones that made something happen and, you know, we could have maybe made some changes and impacts. We want to kind of look at what do we do here proactively? And so what we feel is probably necessary at this point is to work with regional leaders, legislative leaders, and to revisit particularly the $3.5 billion and the $1.0 billion tax incentive packages, not the data farm abatements, not the others, just those two, and not to affect existing users at all. It would be future only. And look at ways, how can we bring a county, not just us, anywhere across the state, a county, a city, a fire district, stakeholders to the table in that application and approval process through the state to make sure that the needs of a region, whether it's transportation, housing, infrastructure, police, fire, dispatch, all these types of impacts are being looked at. right now that isn't necessarily the way the structure is. And so at this point, that's what we want to do, is pull people together and talk about ways that we can bring those stakeholders to the table and address those things. So when another $3.5 billion investment or a $1 billion investment company comes under those 10 and 20 year abatement programs, that these things are looked at ahead of time. And then you can start looking at those future tax revenues and working together on where that might be appropriate. It's just a planning process.
Sounds to me like a lot more to talk about in the near future as we head towards the legislative session. Austin Osborne, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you, Sam.
And we'll be right back.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.